From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. An initiative to fundamentally change how Californians elect their lawmakers will not appear on the 2018 ballot. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports the measure did not garner enough qualified signatures, despite millions of dollars from a candidate for governor.
Republican gubernatorial candidate John Cox put $2.5 million of his own money behind his measure this year, while he also runs in the crowded field to succeed Governor Jerry Brown. The Neighborhood Legislature Initiative would have divided California into 12,000 tiny Senate and Assembly districts. 120 of the elected lawmakers would actually travel to Sacramento to craft draft legislation, which the entire body would generally have to approve. The California Secretary of State's office reports the measure fell 25,000 signatures short of the almost 600,000 it needed to qualify. That's after about a third of signatures the campaign submitted were declared invalid. In a statement, Cox says he'll demand the disallowed signatures be reexamined. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
California is once again suing the Trump administration, joining New York and eight other states in a case about water. The states filed the lawsuit Tuesday, just hours after federal agencies announced a new delay in the federal Clean Water Rule. Once again, Ben Bradford has the story.
The Obama-era Clean Water Rule essentially expands what water bodies must comply with federal standards, including streams that don't flow year-round. But courts have blocked the rule while it's undergone some complicated lawsuits about jurisdiction. The litigation is wrapping up, and the rule's about to take effect, even while the Trump administration is trying to repeal it. So the U.S. EPA and Army Corps of Engineers announced they're delaying the rule's implementation so it doesn't go into effect and then immediately get rescinded. California and the other states argue that's illegal, that agencies must go through a formal public process to prove the need to undo a rule. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.